U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi declares it ends today. Texas border business. Texas border business. Washington, D.C. In a significant escalation of the federal government's crackdown on sanctuary policies, U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced a lawsuit against the state of New York, Governor Kathy Hochul, Attorney General Letitia James, and DMV Commissioner Mark Schroeder for policies that allegedly prioritize undocumented immigrants over American citizens. Standing before a backdrop of FBI, DEA, ATF, and other federal agents, Bondi declared that New York's so-called green light laws would no longer be tolerated, emphasizing the administration's commitment to enforcing federal immigration laws. Strike 1 was Illinois. Strike 2 is New York. If you are a state not complying with federal law, you're next. Get ready. The announcement, delivered at the U.S. Department of Justice headquarters, immediately drew national attention. Fox News, Newsmax, Daily Caller, The New York Times, The Washington Post, and the Associated Press were among the media outlets present at the high-profile press conference. Federal lawsuit targets New York's immigration policies. According to the DOJ's complaint, New York's green light laws prohibit law enforcement from checking the immigration status of individuals pulled over or detained, effectively creating a shield for undocumented immigrants, including those with criminal backgrounds. The lawsuit also challenges a tip-off provision that requires the New York DMV commissioner to alert undocumented immigrants if federal agencies request their records, making it nearly impossible for federal immigration officers to track down individuals with criminal backgrounds. "Think about the men and women in law enforcement behind me," Bondi said, gesturing toward the assembled officers. "New York is actively tipping off illegal aliens. It's unconstitutional. It puts law enforcement at risk. And it ends today." The case of Kayla Hamilton, a tragic example of immigration policy failures. In an emotionally charged moment during the press conference, Tammy Nobles, an Angel mom, took the podium to share the heartbreaking story of her daughter, Kayla Hamilton, a 20-year-old woman who was raped and murdered in 2022 by an MS-13 gang member who had entered the U.S. illegally. Kayla's murderer, identified only as Walter, had a criminal record in El Salvador for illicit gang activity. Despite this, he entered the U.S. in 2020 as an unaccompanied minor, claiming to be fleeing gang violence. Homeland Security and Health and Human Services, HHS, allegedly failed to verify his background properly, classifying him as a nice boy who displayed age-appropriate behavior. They knew he was Mississippi 13. They knew he had a record. Yet they let him in anyway, Nobles said. "He rented a room in the same mobile home as my daughter, murdered her, left her on the floor like trash, and robbed her of $6. Nobles also revealed that, while in prison, Walter admitted to 4 other murders and 2 rapes, a confession that was intercepted in a letter he wrote from jail. "This should have never happened to Kayla, and it shouldn't be happening to other families," Nobles said. "The Biden administration failed her, but I won't stop fighting to make sure this never happens again." Attorney General Bondi echoed Nobles' sentiments, stating, "Violent criminals, gang members, drug traffickers, and human smugglers will no longer terrorize the American people. DOJ's aggressive stance, punishments for non-compliant states." When pressed by Fox News' David Spunt on the extent of the DOJ's legal action, Bondi did not rule out criminal charges against state officials who refused to comply with federal immigration laws. "We have sued them all, Governor Hochul, Attorney General James, and Mark Schroeder at the DMV. If they don't comply, we will appeal, and we will win." She also suggested that states continuing to shield undocumented immigrants could face financial penalties or restrictions on federal funding. The lawsuit against New York follows a similar action taken against Illinois, with Bondi warning that other sanctuary states would be next. "We don't want to sue you. We don't want to prosecute people. We just want states to comply with the law. This is very simple. Concerns over FBI leaks and national security risks." Another pressing issue discussed at the press conference was potential leaks from within the FBI regarding upcoming ICE raids. A concern raised by Tom Homan, former acting director of ICE. Daily Caller asked Bondi whether the DOJ had determined whether these leaks were originating from within the FBI. "We have an open investigation. If anyone is tipping off criminals, they are endangering the lives of law enforcement. It is a crime and they will be prosecuted, Bondi stated firmly. She emphasized that protecting officers from being ambushed during raids was a top priority for the DOJ. The lawsuit against New York is part of a larger initiative by President Donald Trump's administration to enforce federal immigration laws. Bondi emphasized that the DOJ is acting under Trump's direct orders, stating, President Trump has directed this to stop. If you don't comply with federal law, we will hold you accountable. Newsmax's Alana Austin, asked about New York City Mayor Eric Adams and Denver Mayor Mike Johnston, both of whom have softened their stances on immigration policies in recent weeks. Bondi confirmed that Denver had begun cooperating with federal immigration enforcement but remained skeptical about Mayor Adams' willingness to change his approach. We hope he cooperates, but if he doesn't, we will take action. Judicial impeachments and Elon Musk's influence. The press conference also touched on political issues, including a call by billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk for an immediate wave of judicial impeachments. When The Washington Post's Emily Rivers asked Bondi for her response, she acknowledged Musk's frustration but stressed that the legal process must play out. Elon Musk is a friend of mine and a great man. He sees the billions of dollars being wasted on policies that don't help Americans. But judicial impeachments aren't happening today. We are focused on following the law and winning in court. She also referenced a controversial report claiming that $2 million in federal funds were sent to Guatemala for sex change procedures, calling it outrageous, and vowing legal action against those responsible. The DOJ's lawsuit against New York signals a major shift in immigration enforcement, setting the stage for legal battles that could reach the Supreme Court. With federal law enforcement agencies backing these efforts, the Trump administration has made it clear that sanctuary states will face legal and financial repercussions if they refuse to comply with federal immigration laws. As Bondi closed the press conference, she left a final warning to states and officials standing in the way of immigration enforcement. This is the last thing we want to be doing. But if you refuse to comply, we will take action. It ends today. This story was based on a DOJ video posted on YouTube. Visit the link below.